Welcome to the roundtable and to our book pick segment. It's great to be with you, and it's even better to be with our good friend Joan Grenier, who stops by occasionally to tell us great books that are on the shelves, on our plates, maybe even on our nightstands,
in our laps, right?
Wherever fine books may end up
with us in the bathtub.
That's right. Joan is from the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and it's very nice to have you with us this morning. Hello.
Hello, Joe.
How was everything?
Everything's good.
All right.
It's spring, you know?
That's right.
I made it through the winter.
So what would you like to, where would you like to begin?
I would like to begin with Russian Roulette.
Oh, we had them on. Yeah, that's
you
good.
You did?
Yeah.
Ooh, were they great?
Yes.
They're very good. The Inside Story of Putin's War on America and the Election of Donald Trump by Michael Isikoff and David Korn. And I've been following them for years. They're really two of the best investigative journalists around. And if you're going to read one book on Trump and Russia, I think this should be the book. They really have dug in, and they go back to the beginning, to the Miss Universe and to Moscow and Trump's desire to build a tower in Moscow and business deals with some shady characters there. And it's really, a detailed narrative with all this background. The Clintons and Obama don't get off the hook either. They have made some mistakes. But it talks a lot about Putin's own motives for building a relationship with Trump. And, that was to increase Russia's standing in the world. The intervention and occupation of Ukraine has generated sanctions. And that is really having an impact on the Russian economy, even to this day. Putin and Hillary Clinton didn't get along at all when she was Secretary of State, so there's a lot of animosity there. And we learn in this book, as we've been learning, if you're a news junkie, you've been watching a lot of this and hearing a lot of this, that, there's just been an incredible series of hacking and troll farms, and it's all really detailed and well-researched in this book, and it's such a tragedy that has happened. So if you're going to read one book, I think this is the one to read.
So when you look at the ultimate title is Russian Roulette, the Inside Story of Putin's War on America and the Election of Donald Trump, Michael Isikoff, David Korn, and the book is still proving to be ever
it's still on
relevant.
The bestseller. It's still number one on the indie bestseller.
Amazing stuff. All right. What's next?
I'm going to go to Donna Leon, the mystery writer. This is her 27th mystery, which is amazing. Not many people can sustain a series like that. And, of course, it's set in the fascinating city of Venice and with our favorite commissario Guido Brunetti as the central character, who has a deep love of the classics. And in this book, he's also reading Antigone while he's solving mysteries. And food is also always a character in Donna Leon's book. So you always want to go out for an Italian meal and wonder how his wife, Paula, can really prepare the food that sounds delicious on such a regular basis. She is a university professor, so I think it's quite amazing. Someday I would love to start from the beginning and read to her most recent. I've read maybe five or six of these, and I always enjoy them. In this book, a professor friend of Paula's is worried about her teenage son in drugs. And shortly after that, after coming to talk to Guido, a suspicious accident befalls her husband, who is found unconscious, and he is in a hospital in a coma. So are drugs somehow connected to this incident? Guido and his partner Claudia set out to determine what happened. And as usual in her books, some leads are dead ends, and there's a lot of twists and turns to unravel the mystery and uncover a long-standing scam, but by drug dealers of a different sort.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, the boss at who is Vice Castori, Giuseppe Patta, he continues to not do much except get in everybody's way with his petty bureaucracy, and he annoys everybody. And one of my favorite characters is Signorina Electra, who is kind of keeps Patta in check and allows the Guido and his colleagues to solve crimes. The title refers to the dilemma that Guido and others face when they come across those who are in their attempt to help someone in need actually commit crimes against others, and thus the temptation of forgiveness. If you haven't read Donna Leon, you might want to start at the beginning, although all of her books can be read as standalones. And if you are a Donna Leon fan, you are in for another interesting and rewarding tale.
Donna Leon is the author of The Temptation of Forgiveness. All right.
So we are going to go on to an author that's going to be with us on May 10th. Her name is, and I did listen to pronunciation on Google, but they pronounced it three different ways. So
pick one.
Pick one. Her name is Jennifer Zeynep Jucarda. The book is The Map of Salt and Stars. And this is, there's two stories going on here. One is contemporary about Syrian refugees, and another one is set in medieval time, 800 years previous, but they're sort of on the same geographical travels. And it begins with, they're mostly two young women who are, I think they're 12 and 13, so they're very young. Are the main characters. One is Noor, who has been born in the U.S., and her father has died of cancer, so her mother is a cartographer and takes the family, she and her two sisters, back to Syria, to home Syria. And, of course, their house is bombed, and there begins their travels through Syria, Jordan, Egypt, Libya, finally reaching Ceuta, which is in Africa, but it's a Spanish territory right across from Gibraltar, which I knew nothing about. And this same travels occurs 800 years earlier. There is a real character who is a geographer, a Muslim geographer, who travels. And at that point in time, his map is the most detailed map of the Mediterranean. And so they have all kinds of travels with and confront mythological beasts. And Rami is a young woman who's posing as a boy, and she's an apprentice to this geographer whose name is Al-Idrisi, and that is a real figure. And his map has survived all these years. So you are deeply immersed in the Middle East and the culture, and we are very much looking forward to Jennifer's visit. She's a Syrian-American author, a member of the Radius of Arab American Writers, and this is her debut novel, and it's very, very fascinating. You learn a lot about the region.
Again, it is The Map of Salt and Stars. All right.
I'm going to go to a kid's book now.
Oh, good.
Recently, I was in Cambridge at a New England Independent Booksellers Association meeting, and they bring in debut authors. And this was two people who were injured in the bombing, the marathon bombing in Boston. Jennifer Kinski and Patrick Downs. Jennifer is a double amputee, and Patrick lost one leg. And this book is called Rescue and Jessica, A Life-Changing Friendship. It's a picture book. It's illustrated by Scott Magone. And it's Rescue is a rescue dog. And it's told from both perspectives, from the dog and from Jessica.
All right.
Lovely photographs or illustrations. And it's something to, you know, sometimes when kids see people with double amputees, they're, you know, they're kind of frightened by it. They don't know what's going on. And so this is a book that young people can see the importance of rescue, the rescue dog, and how rescue is trained and how he and Jessica are become very close and very, the dog is just amazing. He can open doors for her, and he can help her get up if she falls down. So it's a really unusual book. It's from it's from Candlewick Press, a Boston press, and I think it's just about out, and I think it's really going to be an important book for young people.
Rescue and Jessica, A Life-Changing Friendship by Jessica Kensky and Patrick Downs. Beautiful illustrations by Scott Magoon as well. All right.
The last book I was going to talk about, I think this is my last one, it's from the New Press. It's called In a Day's Work, The Fight to End Sexual Violence Against America's Most Vulnerable Workers by Bernice Young, which is Y-E-U-N-G. And this is about people that are generally invisible to us and very, very vulnerable. Many of them are janitors in high rises who work overnight. Some are farm workers in apple orchards or other in Washington State or in Florida or in California. Some are in food packaging factories. And many of them are women that are undocumented and are preyed upon by male sexual assault and abusers. And it's really hidden from us. And this young woman and a couple other organizations have been doing research. One of the organizations in California is called Maintenance Cooperation Trust Fund, which I had never heard of, but it is a watchdog organization. And the investigators from there will go and hang out at these buildings and try to talk to these women. They're so, you know, some of them have been raped, some have been attacked. A lot of people, their wages have, you know, they're not paid what the hours they work. They're not paid for overtime. Sometimes they're not paid at all. And they are so vulnerable. And these are, of course, the people that, you know, keep our country running and that Trump is attacking and not realizing that a lot of these people are victims. I mean, they are contributing to our society, yet they don't know about the labor laws. They don't know who they can turn to. And this book tells that story and also talks about some of the cases have been won where some of the growers have been charged millions of dollars for not following labor laws and for not doing anything to stop rape and sexual assaults. I found it really, really fascinating. I'm drawn to some of these books because these investigative reporters are just incredible to me, how they, you know, they have to dig and dig and dig to find people. And there are some solutions, and at the end of the book, she does talk about trainings that some growers they've brought all their workers in and talked about, you know, what their rights are and that women need to be respected in the workplace. So there's some hope, but it's a very, very difficult situation for these women.
Wow. It's called In a Day's Work, The Fight to End Sexual Violence Against America's Most Vulnerable Workers by Bernice Young. Anything else you want to tell us about?
Well, I do want to mention just a couple upcoming events. There's another fiction writer that's the next book I'm going to read. I didn't have time to read it before we met today, but that's Heather Abel's debut novel, The Optimistic Decade, and she'll be coming on May 3rd. And this looks very interesting, and has been, you know, she received a starred review in Kirkus, and she is from Northampton, so we're very excited about that. I also want to mention a new series that actually my husband is starting at the Odyssey. And the first one is going to be on, it's going to be called Prospects for Single Payer Healthcare in Massachusetts. And we're going to have our local state rep there, along with Deborah Levinson, who's the co-convener of Western Massachusetts Medicare for All. And they will be answering questions about the prospects for winning single payer in Massachusetts. And we hope to do a series along this line.
We just have about 30 seconds, so let me just remind people they can find out information about all these events and all of these great books by going to odysseybks.com. Odysseybks.com. Joan, I always love when you're here. It's great
to see
you.
Well, I always love to be here.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more. Visit them, 9 College Street in South Hadley, or you can see them online, odysseybks.com. The list is on our site as well. You're listening to The Roundtable.